Let's open our meeting with hymn number 230. 230, O Lord, when we the path retrace, which thou on earth hast trod, to man thy wondrous love and grace, thy faithfulness to God. Verse 5, we wonder at thy lowly mind, and fain would like thee be, and all our rest and pleasure find in learning, Lord, of thee. 230. O Lord, when we a verse in Hebrews chapter 7 I would like to read as an introduction to our subject. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 26. Speak Speaking of the Lord Jesus as ascended man, our high priest. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. I would like to take these things in this mentioned in this verse concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. And though we know it applies to him now, exalted in glory, to consider a portion in the Gospels of how he manifested that when he was here on earth as he ministered. As a man, he came so near to us in our need, so accessible to all, and yet so holy, so harmless, so undefiled, separate from sinners. This is the situation that we're in now in the world. God has chosen us to be his people. They rejected the Lord Jesus. God took him out of this world, but he sent the Spirit of God down to unite a people together in one body to him. We are part of that people. We are his representatives here on earth. He was the author and finisher of faith. We follow on. He's left us an example. An example of perfection in this. And as we go out into the world, we find the same elements that he faced when he was here on earth. And oftentimes we have difficulty knowing how to meet the situation, how to be balanced in accessibleness and nearness, and yet holy and separate. These are real issues. And we're not going to give you the answers to all questions. But there are principles in the Word of God that would help us. And I would like to read in the 4th chapter of John's Gospel how the Lord Jesus met the woman of Sychar as he sat there on that well. We're going to read a part of that portion, and then we're going to compare it or contrast it to the life of Samson. Because I believe in Samson, we see God's provision for one in the Old Testament to be separated, serviceable, to give deliverance to Israel, who were in bondage to the Philistines. This involved a man being involved with a defiled, ungodly people, mixing with them, and giving deliverance. And we know Samson failed. But before he failed, God used him wonderfully. And he had a secret. And that secret was what gave him power. Now that's an introduction. Let's turn now to John's Gospel, chapter 4. Verse 1. John's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called